In a couple of weeks, I'm going to be speaking with a group of about 18 seniors who are going to be on an Elder Hostel tour. Now, Elder Hostel, or Rhodes Scholar, which is what they're calling it now, R-O-A-D, is an educational tour organization that brings senior citizens on educational tours all around the country, I think all around the world. And this is a particular tour group that's going to be touring Los Angeles. And every morning they have a speaker for about an hour, sort of giving them a sense of the town that they're in and various aspects of it. So I've been asked to speak on one particular morning, just about my life as a filmmaker, or just about, I don't know what exactly. I mean, I'm going to talk about my life as a filmmaker. I'm also going to be talking about, the history of Hollywood a little bit, at least my knowledge of it based on my, the fact that I'm a second generation in this business, along with my sister. And I've been pondering exactly what my approach is going to be. And one of the things I'm going to talk about, because I think there's a lot of misconception or a lot of misunderstanding about what this business is all about, is I'm going to suggest that as they tour, Hollywood, and I use the general term Hollywood, that they think of this as a company town, the same way that Detroit's a company town, and that there were steel towns, and it's very much a company town, which so many people work in this industry or in industries that depend upon the film industry. It's a funny thing, they describe me as a filmmaker. Well, nobody shoots on film anymore. It's all on video, or not even videotape. It's a lot of it's not turning to digital. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of the industry, in terms of where it's going, in terms of I don't know to what extent I'll touch on social media, because I think that's a concept that's so out there in terms of where a lot of these people are, though I know a number of them, if not the majority, will already be online. I don't doubt that at this stage. But the idea of describing this third platform, as I like to call it, would be an interesting challenge. So I'm interested in how this is going to turn out. I'm going to talk for an hour, but hopefully it turns into a discussion. I don't know that I want to lecture for a solid hour, but I having done stuff like this before, I think it'll turn a little bit into a discussion. I love doing this kind of thing. I don't do it nearly as much. I've done a lot of kind of workshops over the years, mostly with kids, but one of my early workshops, I worked with a group of senior citizens creating a TV show. A monthly TV show, which was a lot of fun. Maybe I'll talk about that sometime. But this is going to be very interesting. I'm very curious in terms of their reaction and their questions. I'm just sort of pondering how to keep it interesting. And, talk about the reality of, 99% of the people who work in this town, which is that everybody, it's a town where most people are working freelance, and most people are hustling for a living, and most people don't spend too long trying to do that or reach a point at some point where they either leave the industry or completely, or find a place where they can specialize and park themselves, if I can use that expression. Anyway, it's going to be a very interesting experience, and I'll be sharing it with you after it happens, and maybe even during it happens. Who knows? During the experience, I don't know if I'll do that. But I'll be talking about, to some extent, how it's changing and to them, and tell them a little bit about how it's turning into this multimedia thing, and how it's becoming democratic as well, whereas more people outside of Hollywood can create and develop an audience. It should be a very interesting experience. Anyway, that's about all for today. I will talk to you soon.